Well, if you want to know what I thought about last night's debate, you should have been following me on Twitter while the debate was going on, or you can wait for my Bortscast later today. I want to talk to you about these poor, poor little cotton balls in America's colleges and universities. At the university, some guy was going to make a speech entitled, "Does Feminism Have a Free Speech Problem?" Well, the students got really upset, so the University of Michigan put a notice on its website saying that we recognize that the rhetoric of the speakers featured in this event is incredibly harmful to many members of our campus community. So we're going to set aside a safe space for people to go, and it will be staffed, and they will offer a relaxing, positive space for students who want to gather in community. And by the way, we will offer counseling and psychological services to the students because this speech is being given on campus. A speech, "Does Feminism Have a Free Speech Problem?" Same thing at Rutgers University when a Breitbart speaker, Ben Shapiro, was making a speech and students claimed that it was affecting their mental health and was a threat to their lives. So Rutgers is offering psychological counseling and therapy to students who were so upset that Ben Shapiro was giving a speech on their campus. Can you just imagine what these students will be like in the business world when they graduate? In the Solomon Brothers studio out in the desert somewhere, this is Neil Bortz.